Good morning. It's March 29th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a decisive move to shape the future of artificial intelligence within the federal government, the Biden administration has rolled out a comprehensive AI policy. This strategic step is designed to harness the power of AI while ensuring its safe and equitable use across all government sectors. The policy emerges as a direct response to President Biden's executive order on AI, which called for action within 150 days to address the challenges and opportunities posed by AI technologies. It's a balanced approach, aiming to mitigate risks associated with AI, such as privacy concerns and the potential for biased outcomes, while also promoting the benefits AI can bring in terms of innovation and efficiency. Key to this new policy is the requirement for federal agencies to appoint chief AI officers and establish AI governance boards. These roles and structures are tasked with overseeing the responsible implementation of AI technologies, ensuring adherence to ethical standards, and safeguarding against misuse. The administration is not just setting standards, but also actively working to build a skilled AI workforce. With plans to hire 100 AI professionals by the summer, there's a clear focus on expanding and upskilling talent in this critical field. This initiative is part of a broader effort that includes previous milestones like the Blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights and the NIST AI Risk Management Framework. The urgency of these measures is underscored by recent incidents of AI misuse, including the creation of manipulated videos of President Biden. By implementing these policies, the administration aims to prevent such abuses and ensure AI technologies are developed and used in ways that are transparent, equitable, and beneficial to all. Agencies found not in compliance with these new safeguards are faced with a stark directive: cease the use of AI systems unless they can provide a compelling justification for their continued use. This strict enforcement mechanism underscores the administration's commitment to responsible AI governance and the high stakes of getting AI policy right. In a leap forward for artificial intelligence, Databricks has launched DBRX, a semi-open-source large language model that not only challenges but surpasses its predecessors. With a clever mixture of experts' approach and a staggering 132 billion parameters, this model is setting new benchmarks in the AI field. DBRX stands out by utilizing only 36 billion parameters at a time, optimizing its performance for language understanding, programming, and math tasks. This strategic move not only enhances its throughput, but also positions DBRX as up to twice as compute efficient compared to other large language models currently available. This efficiency leap is a game changer, making DBRX a formidable contender against well-known models such as GPT-3.5, Llama 2-70B, Mixtral, and Grok 1. Governed by the Databricks Open Model License, DBRX strikes a balance between openness and control. While it encourages reproduction and distribution, it sets clear boundaries by restricting the use of the model to improve other large language models. Additionally, there is a cap of 700 million monthly active users before requiring a license, a move that underscores Databricks' strategic positioning and its focus on enterprise users. With a valuation of $43 billion, following a cumulative fundraising of over $4 billion, Databricks is not just another player in the AI arena. The company's ambition is evident in its plan to eventually release DBRX under an entirely open-source license, signaling a commitment to both innovation and community engagement in the evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. In a move that's set to redefine the user experience on Google's flagship smartphones, the tech giant has announced that its cutting-edge Gemini Nano AI, previously an exclusive feature of the Pixel 8 Pro, will now be extended to the base Pixel 8 model in the forthcoming Android 14 feature drop. This expansion not only promises to enhance the device's security and privacy, but also aims to boost performance and reduce reliance on cloud processing, marking a significant step forward in smartphone technology. The Gemini Nano AI's integration into the base Pixel 8 model will bring a suite of advanced features to users. Notably, it will support functionalities such as Smart Reply and Gboard, and improved operations in the Recorder app, leveraging on-device generative AI capabilities to offer a more seamless and efficient user experience. This update is particularly noteworthy given Google's successful efforts to overcome previous hardware limitations, enabling the AI to run smoothly on the Pixel 8's 8GB of RAM without compromising performance. In addition to enhancing the Pixel 8, Google has recently submitted filings for 4 new smartphone models to the FCC, hinting at the upcoming release of the Google Pixel 8a. While it remains to be seen whether these new models will also feature Gemini Nano support, the expansion of this AI technology signifies Google's commitment to pushing the boundaries of what's possible with smartphone capabilities. However, the journey for Gemini Nano is not without its challenges. Google continues to work on refining the accuracy of image generation, a critical aspect of the AI's functionality. There's also speculation about the potential for Gemini Nano to make its way to iPhones in the future, suggesting a broader impact of this technology beyond Google's own devices. As the tech community watches closely, the evolution of Gemini Nano could mark a new era in how we interact with our digital devices. In a move that underscores the tech giant's commitment to cutting-edge AI, Amazon has dramatically increased its investment in AI startup Anthropic, pouring in a staggering $4 billion. This investment, with $2.75 billion in recent funding, marks a significant bet on the future of artificial intelligence and its applications across industries. Anthropic, a company that has quickly risen to prominence in the AI field, is known for its advanced generative AI technologies. One of its standout achievements is the development of the chatbot Claude, which has managed to surpass OpenAI's GPT-4 in performance on the chatbot arena leaderboard. This achievement not only showcases Anthropic's capabilities, but also signals a shift in the landscape of AI technologies. The investment by Amazon goes beyond financial backing. It includes a strategic partnership with Anthropic committing to utilize Amazon Web Services, AWS, as its primary cloud computing platform. This collaboration is not just about infrastructure, it's about leveraging Amazon's vast resources and Anthropic's innovative AI technologies to push the boundaries of what's possible in AI. The implications of this partnership are far-reaching. It's expected to revolutionize how consumers interact with AI-powered applications and accelerate the development of advanced AI models and technologies. This collaboration holds the potential to impact a wide range of industries and applications, from customer service and healthcare to entertainment and beyond. The partnership between Amazon and Anthropic is a clear indication of the growing importance of AI in shaping the future of technology and business. In the wake of a recent subway shooting incident, New York City's Mayor Eric Adams has announced a groundbreaking initiative aimed at bolstering subway safety, the deployment of AI-powered metal detectors. This move seeks to leverage advanced technology to enhance public security in one of the world's busiest transit systems. The city plans to kick off a pilot program testing gun-detecting technology at several subway stations. These aren't your average metal detectors. Provided by Evolve, they're designed to pinpoint guns while overlooking other metallic items that commuters might carry. It's a sophisticated approach to a complex problem, aiming to keep the public safe without causing unnecessary delays or invasions of privacy. However, the initiative hasn't been met with universal acclaim. The Legal Aid Society has voiced concerns about the technology's potential flaws, suggesting it could trigger false alarms and possibly infringe on citizens' rights. Despite these criticisms, the city intends to proceed, guided by the provisions of the POST Act, which mandates transparency and oversight in surveillance technologies. This pilot program arrives amid broader legal battles over New York State's recent legislation, which prohibits firearms in sensitive locations, including public transportation. This law is currently under scrutiny from gun owners' rights groups, adding another layer of complexity to the city's efforts to regulate weapons. After a 90-day waiting period, these AI-powered scanners will be installed in select subway stations. Their effectiveness will be closely monitored, as Mayor Adams and his administration seek to navigate the delicate balance between ensuring public safety and respecting individual freedoms. It's a bold step forward in the use of technology for urban security, setting a precedent that could influence cities worldwide. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.